It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American writer and political activist Susan Sontag, born in 1933 in New York City. During the Vietnam War and the Siege of Sarajevo, she traveled to and wrote and spoke about these areas of conflict. She also wrote extensively about photography, culture and media, illness, human rights, and leftist ideology. Although her essays and speeches often drew heated controversy, she has been described as one of the most influential critics of her generation. She did not have a religious upbringing and claimed not to have entered a synagogue until her mid-20s. Remembering an unhappy childhood with a cold, distant mother who was always away, she lived on Long Island and then in Tucson and later in the San Fernando Valley of Southern California, where she took refuge in books and graduated from North Hollywood High School at the age of 15. She began her undergraduate studies at the University of California at Berkeley, but transferred to the University of Chicago in admiration of its famed core curriculum. At Chicago, she undertook studies in philosophy, ancient history, and literature, alongside her other requirements. She graduated Phi Beta Kappa at the age of 18. She attended Harvard for graduate school, initially studying literature, before moving into philosophy and theology. After completing her Master of Arts degree in philosophy, she began doctoral research. She was awarded an American Association of University Women's Fellowship for the 1957 academic year to St. Anne's College at Oxford. But Oxford did not appeal to her, and she transferred to the University of Paris. There, she socialized with radical expatriate artists and academics and remarked that her time in Paris was the most important period in her life. She moved to New York in 1959 and taught and wrote there for the next 7 years, while her literary reputation grew. Her career began and ended with works of fiction, and she also tried her hand at playwriting, but it was through her essays that she gained early fame and notoriety. She embraced increasingly radical causes, and her dissatisfaction with the state of America's place in Western civilization reached its peak in a 1967 essay in the Partisan Review, where she wrote, "The truth is that Mozart, Pascal, Boolean algebra, Shakespeare, parliamentary government, Baroque churches, Newton, the emancipation of women, Kant, Marx, Balanchine ballets, et al., don't redeem what this particular civilization has wrought upon the world. The white race is the cancer of human society. It is the white race and it alone, its ideologies and inventions which eradicate autonomous civilizations wherever it spreads, which has upset the ecological balance of the planet and which now threatens the very existence of life itself." Well, as you might imagine, her comments engendered a firestorm of criticism, denouncing her views as pretentious, irrational posturing. The angriest criticism came in the wake of 9/11, when she argued that the country should see the terrorist actions not as a cowardly attack on civilization or liberty or humanity or the free world, but an attack on America as the world's self-proclaimed superpower in consequence of its specific alliances and actions. A magnet for controversy to the very end of her life, Susan Sontag died in 2004 of myelodysplastic syndrome, a rare blood cancer, at age 71. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 16th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.